Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. I have with me a very special guest, a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and Islamic researcher in the House of Ilmi of Qom, Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir. Well, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, a father who looks at his child with mercy and kindness, the reward of this action is as if you have freed one person. Well, Professor Naqvi, this one small action in which a father just looked at his child with kind emotion, it says a lot of things to us. It has so many rewards. And apart from rewards, it teaches us that parents do not need to be always lecturing the children for their upbringing. They have to do something emotionally. They have to do something through their actions. So today, I would want you to talk about how we can educate our children through emotions and actions.
Yes, thank you very much for this very good introduction that you just gave. Basically, when we talk about the knowledge and attitude that a parent has to have, the attitude, as I said before, is on one hand embedded in the knowledge he has or she has. The other part is the emotions.
Yeah.
And the feelings that emanate from that knowledge.
Yeah.
And that faith that we have in Allah. And as I've been saying, the child is a trust of Allah Almighty. Our relationship with the child is because of Allah.
Yeah.
Therefore, we look at to the child as a thing that it's ours. But it has been given to us by our Lord Allah
Almighty. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. True.
So our ownership is secondary to the ownership of Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
Allah Almighty owns us and our children and our property and everything that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we do, everything which we create naturally or even anything which we create artificially, it all belongs to Allah Almighty. So that is the understanding and that is the faith that we have to have when we are dealing with children.
Yeah.
So there should be the love of Allah Almighty, which should translate into the love for ourselves. It should change into the love for things which belong to us.
Mm-hmm.
So the basis of the love of our children, the compassion and the mercy which we have for our children is a corollary, as a result of our love of Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
So this is how we should feel and how we should understand and how we should feel.
Yeah.
And our emotions should be generated with this understanding and with this faith in mind.
True.
So when we deal with our children, the love and mercy and compassion which is to be reflected in our actions,
yeah,
cannot be something of an artificial nature. It should be embedded and it should emanate from that glow and that love of Allah which is there in us.
Yeah.
That is very important.
It needs more explanation. I'll ask you that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi, and we are discussing how parents can upbring their child through their emotions and actions. Yes, Professor Naqavi.
When we talk about love, compassion, respect, we can look at it in two ways. You go to a departmental store, or you go to a, for example, a travel agency, and there are people there who are salesmen, saleswomen. They smile at you. They offer you good offers, good services.
Yeah.
But their actions and behaviors and the respect or the feelings that they want to show you may not be very natural. The purpose is for the sake of increasing
their job.
That's the purpose, what they're doing. They're putting on something.
Yeah.
Maybe artificially. They're forcing themselves to smile. True. And to behave properly.
Yeah.
But that's not what we expect when we, as a Muslim human being, we don't want to do that with ourselves or with our relatives or with any human being.
We don't especially have to, we don't want to have that hypocritic nature. Basically.
It should be very natural.
Yeah.
It should be from the bottom of our hearts.
True.
The bottom of our hearts, in the innermost realms of our heart, only one thing should reside. That is the love of Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true.
There cannot be anything else alongside that.
Yeah.
At that level. So how do we then explain the love for our children or the love of our parents? Or love of any other human being that we should have as brothers, sisters, spouses, whatever.
Okay.
We can't say that we don't have that love and compassion for other human beings.
Yeah.
But at the innermost level of our hearts and our souls, the love which is flourishing there, the love which is coming out of those innermost realms is basically the love of Allah Almighty.
True.
So the love of anything else is an extension of that.
Okay.
It's like a fountain which is sprouting
from the same source,
but then it is showering out into different parts of the environment, going to different places.
Yeah.
So the source of that love is one.
All right.
But then it comes out and then it falls on other different things.
Exactly.
With different intensities.
Beautiful example.
So this is very important as a human being, as a parent especially,
yeah.
That when we interact with our children, it should be with this love of Allah in the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah.
But as an extension of that, it should fall upon our children.
True.
The Holy Prophet in the Quran says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنْكَ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. When you deal with your followers, mm-hmm. it should be with mercy.
This
mercy is the mercy of Allah that is coming out of you.
Exactly.
And is falling upon your followers. So in the same way, me as a parent should also be dealing with my children as in such
a way. In the same way. We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Ya Muqdi al-Khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Allah will write a reward for he who kisses his child, and Allah will bring happiness on Judgment Day to he who makes his child happy.
يا مطي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Nakavi. We are discussing how parents can show their love to their children through their emotions and actions. Unfortunately, Professor, we have a lot of parents who would simply beat their children in action. Like they're done with something and then they can't bear it all. And then they just start slapping their children without just thinking the fact that the child is trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you said is the very first thing that should be kept in mind. What is your message to such parents? Well, as you said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a fountain of love. Now you are the sources. You have to shower that love on others. And instead of showering that love, you're showering hatred and this kind of violence. So what is your message for such parents?
The important thing again is for the parents is to understand why do they behave in such a way. It seems that they're not realizing the fact that their love and hate of things is not coming from that pure source. Other things are polluting it.
Okay.
Our personal ambitions, our personal things, feelings, emotions become, they pollute that pure love that should emanate from our hearts. That's the problem with us human beings. That's the basic issue that we all have.
Yeah.
The fight, the battle which is taking place at each and every second of our lives within us between pure and impure thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
That's a continuous fight going on. Till we do not overcome those impurities with ourselves, whether they are in the form of thoughts
or any other form,
or the form of feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
We should start with purifying our thoughts.
Yeah.
Our understanding.
All right.
And then go on to fight with those impurities in our feelings. So the problem is that we are confronted every day with issues which we think they are for our benefit, but they are not actually for our benefit.
All right.
We think that some things have to be achieved at any cost.
Exactly.
Especially material benefits.
Yeah.
So basically, when we want to fight with those impurities, we have to be, as I said, in a continuous state of waging a battle against ourselves within. And then it should come out in the form of proper actions and behavior with our children or any other human being for that matter. I mean, when we want, for example, a child is not studying, is not studying properly, what comes to our mind? Oh, if he's not going to study, he's not going to get good marks, he's not going to get a degree, he's not going to get a good job, so he will not become a bread earner for me and my family or my his own family. That's the main concern.
All right. So, well, we get
so
to
we
know
need to we need to you know we need to start from that thought process that look, you want to train your child to become a bread earner. That is important.
Yeah.
But that's not the only thing.
Well, there seems that underneath this thinking, there need to be many more thoughts so that your emotions and actions are perfect. Thank you so much, Professor Nakavi, for being with us. We'll discuss more on this in another session with you. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio or our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanallah. God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam. a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.